Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Right, Sam wrote into the show, and you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We also get DMs as well.
However you feel safe hitting us up, it is safe. Hit us up.
We're not going to tell everyone who sent it. Don't worry.
Unless you want to say it with your chest.
Yeah, then we will.
Otherwise, we'll keep you in the Kissness Protection Program.
Sam said, am I the jerk for not letting her in the locked building?
Huh?
I have questions.
Right.
She said, Allie and DZ, my kid's almost 3 and 1.5, and they go to a daycare facility.
Okay.
You enter the first door, go to a computer, type in your code, then the next set of doors will unlock and let you into the facility.
Oh, got it. Safety features. Mm-hmm. Sure.
She said, today I was leaving with my kids, and there was a person trapped in that locked area. The person didn't have a staff shirt on, so I closed the door behind me and said, sorry, not supposed to let anyone in. Doesn't have a code. The lady gave me a very dirty look and mumbled not so nice things under her breath to me. She had food, like a Panera bag and a cup, so I'm guessing dropping off DoorDash, food for someone works there. She did ring the button to be let in by staff, but the front desk person had stepped away.
Yeah.
So am I the jerk for not letting the lady in? Thanks, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, this is where the morality happens.
Yeah, because there's kids.
Yeah.
And yet, what's the problem here? It's clearly a delivery person, right?
Clearly.
This is tough.
Sure. Clearly. Or is it, though? Because I'm sorry, anybody can snag a Panera or whatever food 100%. Bag, grab something. If you are sadistic and sick enough to go ahead and try something, you are sadistic and sick enough to go out of your way to do it.
I probably would not have let her in. I would have kept going. And I did it yesterday to somebody at a locked door like this.
Really?
But it did not involve children. That's why I think that I would do it the same with children involved.
Kids, well, the kids changes it for me for sure. If it had not kids been involved, if you were just like letting somebody into like an apartment building, right? A locked apartment building, I'd be more open to be like, oh, here, just go ahead. Slide up in there. But under the same context, they could be doing just as bad as they would anywhere else. But with kids, I'm like, yeah, no, you're not walking up in there unless you see a staff shirt or unless I know somebody's expecting you. Like, hey, let the Panera guy in on your way out. Got you. No problem. Ooh, that's tough.
See, what would you do? Is she the jerk for not letting this woman in the locked building at the kids' daycare?
Since there is kids involved, I say no. Had there not been kids involved, I would have called her
not
a jerk.
Not kids involved, I still wouldn't let her in. Because I did it yesterday with somebody. I'm telling you.
I mean, stand on it, right? Your belief is your belief.
I know I did it yesterday because I went to work out and I was at a place where there's nobody there on Sunday. It's like a hot yoga place. And you let yourself in. And there was a girl right behind me. And I slammed the door on her. And I went, no offense.
Sorry.
I don't know if you're supposed to be here.
Mm.
If there's a locked door, I'm not letting you in.
What'd she say?
Nothing.
Oh, because I was going to say, she has her own code. Everybody's got their own key card.
I didn't ask what she thought because I quickly ran in and tried to act like I didn't slam the door on her, DZ. Are you kidding me? Like I acknowledged it? Come on. No, I did the quick run in.
Bye.
And I wasn't even worried about her. But it's like if it's a locked door, get a key or know somebody there, in my opinion.
If you're supposed to be there, you're going to be able to get in there somehow, some way. And none of us know that. I just think sometimes we go out of our way
to make our lives harder.
Yeah.
And you got a girl who's trying to get quick deliveries done. She's got food. She's got DoorDash. And she's like...
And she's on a timer, mind you. I learned that about those. Those are on timers that you got to like get it done in a certain amount of minutes type thing. Ooh, man, maybe she is the jerk. But it's a daycare.
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Sam wants to know if she's the jerk because she was at her kid's daycare and a woman was coming in, looked like she was delivering food or had food, and she would not let her in. And the woman was talking badly under her breath. People are texting in. Oh, I see it coming now. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Sam wants to know if she's a jerk because at her kid's daycare, she would not let a woman in the building who seemed to be delivering food, had some kind of Panera bag. Somebody texted in and they said the extra effort to close the door behind you, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I did. It's a bad look.
Well, get a key or get a code.
Or wait.
Melissa's in Hubertus. Let's start with her this morning. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Is Sam the jerk for not letting the woman in the building?
No, she is not the jerk.
You sound conflicted.
I have two little ones, and they're at daycare, and, like, you cannot be too careful these days. There's a lot of sick people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, like, the more security that a daycare has, the better.
Okay.
But, this is the thing, but. I do think she could have, like, offered to, like, either let somebody know she was there or even taken the bag and then, like, hey, I can, like, drop it off at the front door.
Because then you got to trust someone else to do your delivery, and I'm not doing that either.
Well, and then what am I doing with my kids? If my hands is full, I'm not about to go about my way. No.
Somebody texted in.
I know.
Definitely not the jerk. Better to be safe than sorry.
Safe than sorry is right.
She
like
took
Melissa
it a little
said.
Far, but you're better off not letting people in than letting people in. Then she didn't take it too far. Then she did exactly what she should have done.
And just far
we
enough.
We gotta either she took it too far and she should have let him in, or she did the right thing.
Yeah.
And she did the right thing.
I think right now she did the right thing.
So far.
It's just we're in this moral clause of like, but it was kind of bogus though.
Well, again, here we go with the people pleasing. Yep. Here we go. We're worried about people pleasing more than safety, which
that
is
part.
Stupid.
Very dumb.
Okay, you know what? I'm talking my own self out of it. Melissa, have a great day.
She answers, says no.
You too.
Bye.
Nicole's in Muskego. We'll pull her up next. Hi, Nicole.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think? Is Sam a jerk for not letting the woman in the locked building at the daycare?
Absolutely not. No. I probably would have went about it a little bit nicer, and I would have said, well, when I get in there, I'll let, you know, the front desk or whatever know that you're here. Like, I would have kind of just sugarcoated it a little bit so I didn't get called, you know, all the names that Sam got called. So, but that's just me personally. Like, I don't like to be, like, rude to people. So,
right,
but
here we
I
go
also,
again, see? The Midwest
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but I'm also, like, all about the kids, you know? Like, that would be my first thing, like... Nope.
Priorities,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. You got sweeties out there doing all kinds of stuff.
There's a reason that they have two locked doors at a daycare, at a business, at anywhere. And if you start just letting people in, the point of the locked door is a waste. It's security,
it becomes,
and it belongs there. You know? Somebody wrote in all caps, slam that door on her face, protect the kids. Okay, now that's a little dramatic. You don't have to slam the door, but you don't have to let her in.
Well, and like Nicole was saying, she would have gone about it differently. Maybe said, hey, give me a second. I will let somebody know. That
yeah,
you're
let
at least
somebody know that you're waiting. Like, yeah, I just wouldn't have, you know, like, I don't know. Like
Nicole would have made more of an interaction. Would have made more of an interaction, not just like, okay, bye, close the door.
Well, and it says someone else texted in and said, as someone who works in child care in a secure center, she is not the jerk.
Say
especially,
less.
I mean, you could go so deep in this and be like, think about people with custody issues. You don't want to let people that might be having, we got Amber Alerts. You don't want to let random people in any daycare center because you never know.
For sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Now y'all
you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person. You know, like opens the door to a predator. You just nobody wants to be that person.
Ooh, we went there, Nicole.
We
appreciate your call.
I'm just being real. You know, I'm being real. That's
you
all.
You have to. We ain't mad at you.
Somebody texted in and said, CPS here. Children's safety should be everyone's number one priority.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Nicole, have a great day. We appreciate
all right, bye.
You.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
The broccoli cheddar soup's going to have to wait. It is not the number one priority. The number one priority is the children. Rico's in Milwaukee, last but not least.
The
hi,
broccoli
Rico.
Cheddar soup.
Whippa. Good morning.
What's going on?
Rico. Is Sam a jerk?
No, he's not a jerk. No, I mean, I have kids as well. I have a 7-year-old boy, you know, a 14-year-old daughter, and, you know, the safety is important. And any business you go into, even a vet hospital I went to had a door that had to be buzzed in.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what else, Rico? You just had me thinking, too. My kid's school. I have to be buzzed in.
Exactly. My kid's school, too.
And I will actually, this is a great point. At school, even, there'll be other parents in the foyer, whatever the hell it's called, you know, in between. And I'll be like, I'm not letting them in unless they tell me I can let them in.
Ooh. Yeah, and that goes back to what you were saying about, like, a custody issue or something. What if there was, and this random dad or mom comes in there and says, he's got a doctor's appointment or she's got this or that.
We don't know what's really happening. Ooh,
exactly.
Y'all are this is too real.
Yeah, it's an age that really we just have to kind of think twice about what's going to happen.
Okay, I think it's unequivocally, obviously, the sweep of a not jerk for slamming a door on her then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. Y'all are great. I want to do one thing. My wife's next to me. I want to shout out my wife, Tony. I love her with all my heart.
Okay, Rico, we love your wife, Tony, too, but your shout outs on this show are over, my guy. You got the TikTok one. You got the wife
Hi.
One. Hi. Bye.
Bye. Later, y'all.
I like her more than Rico. I hope she heard that. I like
oh,
you.
She heard that.
I like you more than Rico.
You call back. Get a theme song. Get out of here.
All right. So there it is. Clean sweep. Not the jerk. Mm-hmm. And we see all of your texts. And then you wrote back to somebody and they got all excited. They said, thank you for responding. I didn't know you guys do that.
Oh.
We see you. We write back occasionally.
Who did I respond to? Hi.
Hi. You're texting us. We would be the ones to respond.
Right. We're not rude. We're going to text back.
Well,
most of the time.
Don't promise things we can't keep up with, okay?
Most of the time.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.